Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And today we have Rebecca McFarland, who is the Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
So you are having lots of end of 2025 reviews going on.
Yes, in fact, we are finalizing our 2025 annual report. This is something, I believe this will be our third year completing the annual report. So on a quarterly basis, we develop a Making a Difference report. And so we share all of our impact, the wonderful work that we're doing across our district and during our radio programs, community presentations. But this is also another opportunity to really to highlight the impact that we're making, not only across our Frontier District, but across the state as well. And so I really want to share some of that this morning. And again, these are really highlights because we can't share, you know, everything that we do, but I do want to provide listeners with some more opportunities to learn again about this, the incredible work that we do. Just as a reminder, we are across the Frontier Extension District, which is Anderson, Franklin, and Osage counties. And again, we also partner with neighboring local units, other districts, other counties, as well as partners across our community and region. So the first one I really want to talk about from your annual report is called A Matter of Balance, and you probably heard about this from Janae McNally, our Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent. And this class really empowers seniors to build confidence and prevent falls. So as we age, we lose some muscle mass or may lose some mobility, and then we begin to fear falling. Maybe we've fallen before or have friends or neighbors that have fallen. And so then that probably limits our activity, our willingness to maybe go and engage in social activities outside of our home. And of course, it impacts our health, impacts our mental health as well. And so Janae has worked within, again, the district to provide these Matter of Balance class. And they not only talk about falling, reducing the fear of falling, reducing the risk of falling in the environment, they also work to increase their level of physical activity, and so they can feel more confident in their homes and in their communities. And so these are small classes, but again, they're a series of classes that she works with older adults. So she shared some impact. We share some impact in our annual report. And one of the things that I want to share, and this is no surprise to me, but at the conclusion of the class, 100% of the employees stated that they have made changes to their home environment to make it safer. And so again, Judy, we think about that. It makes their environment safer. It prevents falls, which prevents them from needing maybe to go to call the ambulance, to go to the hospital, to maybe transition them to a care facility. So they're able to stay home longer, hopefully through participating in this class, and ultimately also reduce healthcare costs. So quite an impact. Another one that I want to share, and again, I know you've probably heard about these from our agents, is the impact that our master gardeners have. And really, Lauren, you know, Gamble is our horticulture and natural resources agent, and we really appreciate the work that she has done. Our volunteers are central to our ability to do outreach. We could not do all of this without our volunteers. And so it's Master Garden volunteers, our volunteers through our 4-H program as well. But the Master Gardeners are really a group that Lauren has worked with. You know, they take quite a few hours of training to begin that, and then they provide those opportunities across the district as well. In 2025, she had a couple of giveaways. There was an herb giveaway as well as a plant and seed giveaway. And you think about these giveaways, and again, what's the impact of that? Well, it's saving people money. It's giving them exposure to horticulture, to growing their own foods, knowing where their food comes from as well. And we know the benefits of plants as well in our lives. It also impacts, again, our emotional well-being too. And so she held, again, that herb giveaway, and that was more like in a public setting, but then also went to the Auburn University campus and gave away plants to students. She shared about how they just lit up knowing that they were given something. They're there to care for that plant as well. And so again, another way that we are providing impact in our communities through the use of our volunteers and plants. So I want to end today with one more, and this one a little bit more difficult for me to share, but it's the work that I do. In addition to serving in an administrative and supervisory role, I also provide programming and mental health. And I've shared this as well during my programs, but during 2025, there were over 270 individuals that were reached through the various efforts through my mental health programming. While this may not seem like a lot in a year's time, again, it's in addition to my role as an administrator and supervisor as well. And there's multiple programs that I present, multiple partners, as well as avenues. So one of the things that I wanted to share is that those that participate in these programs consistently report significant increases in confidence and knowledge, ranging from recognizing stress symptoms not only in themselves but others, also identifies suicide warning signs, and then increasing their confidence and their ability to ask someone about suicide. Again, that's something that we typically don't talk about. There's a lot of stigma around it. Actually, we're improving. Just a little bit more about the impact of the work. When I presented one called Communicating with Farmers Under Stress, 86% of those participants reported that they gained a moderate amount to quite a bit of confidence in recognizing stress symptoms in others. And then 100% of them said that they left with information about where to direct someone if they need help. So caring for our neighbors, caring for family members, our friends, our colleagues. And then lastly, I'll just share that we like to share stories, or we like to share the information from those participants and what they share about participating in our class. So one said, "These two ladies did a great job. Thanks for sharing. I appreciate this session and the work being done, as this is a real issue that needs to be addressed. It can be an elephant in the room, but it's something that historically just isn't talked about." So again, my next program, I will share more about from our annual report, but we are doing incredible work across our district. And I would encourage anyone who has questions and wants more information, they can certainly call me at 785-229-3520.
You know, Rebecca, you guys really are so visible in the community and you contribute so much. And if people are not involved, they are missing great opportunities, whether it be your burning seminars, whether mm-hmm. it's planting seminars, mm-hmm. mental health, you are out there. And if there are any questions or people have questions, just to be sure and call you.
Yes.
We thank you for all you do for our community.
Thank you.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for the Mayor Dezine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resource Agent, Caitlin Barthol.